the interest rate going the way they are, there it's like it's getting hammered. We're getting hammered out here. Oh, so yeah. We just gotta gotta play that role and just keep forward, because what are we gonna do? Fall backwards?
Yeah.
It's not an option. We gotta keep going.
That's it. Welcome to Real Estate Success Partner. We're your hosts, Devin Dubuque.
David Wynn.
And we're here to talk about how to have great success in every market. Hey, today, guys, we've got returning guest Rafael Amaro from South Florida. He works here for Click and Close Mortgage. And Rafael, who did you bring along with you today, brother? You got somebody pretty awesome.
My goodness, I bring in a racing superstar in Miami. I'm bringing Nelly. Lending with Nelly. A good friend of mine.
Let's go.
Yeah, definitely a superstar. We've heard some big things about what you do out there, Nelly, and we know that you're really well plugged in South Florida, specifically the Miami and the surrounding areas. So welcome to the show, brother. We're super excited to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that a little bit. Are you a Florida native?
I was born in Lakeland, Florida, Polk County. Mom's Cuban, my dad's Venezuelan. So you could see what's going on in both of those countries. You know, we're trying to keep the peace over here in USA.
Let's go. Let's go. So local to Florida. How long have you been down there in Miami?
I moved from Venezuela back to Lakeland, Florida, approximately 47 years ago. So I've been in Miami range of 43 years already.
Yeah. You're well rooted out there and definitely well connected as well. I've heard some stories and they've all been good. So don't worry about that.
Thank you. Hey, I try to keep that image clean, you know?
No, you certainly do. You certainly do. So, so let's talk about that a little bit. So you've been down there for 47 years. Were you always in the real estate side of the business? Were you always on the lending side?
No, I was always, pretty much doing a lot of different things. I was always jumping around. I got married early, had three kids. So I've been just grinding and hustling in the street.
Sure.
And finally I had my opportunity. I landed with a good friend of mine, which is Mr. Alex Rodriguez and Pepe Jose Gomez. They brought me along and I worked with them for about 16 years. We brought a lot of projects together. We developed a lot of things. He bought a lot of apartments in seven states. So that's where it all began.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. And, you know, that's one of the things that I wanted to explore here too, is you've got your hands in a lot of different things. Lending happens to be one of those, but there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that goes on there as well. And, you know, from what I hear, you're a pretty intricate part of that. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, the skill sets you have and what you're out there doing these days.
What I'm mainly doing is connecting the dots. You know, I have my clientele. They know that I take care of business, that I'm a white glove service.
Yes, sir.
If you come to me, you have a problem and I try to take it from you and take care of it.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what kind of projects do you work on, right?
Right now.
You mentioned apartment complexes. Is that kind of the extent of it, or do you go a little deeper than that?
We're going deep right now. We're getting shovel-ready projects, development projects. We have a couple of West Coast projects, 26 acres that we're trying to get developed. We have in West Palm Beach, shovel-ready. I'm just trying to get everybody together and start building.
There it is, man. Well, you know, we know, the world tends to know Miami, you know, so those are some big shoes to fill when you're working on building out projects in an area like that. Last time I looked, real estate in Miami was, probably not the most economical if you're trying to save some coin, right? We're talking about some big projects here, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. So when you're building out, a project like what you are, what all kind of businesses are coming in here? What kind of development are we bringing together?
Pretty much multifamily. Also, low income. We need a lot of low income here in South Florida. Miami, we're probably down 10,000. 10,000 people need homes.
Yeah.
Need a place to live. And we're talking about just an average rent right here on a 2-2, you're looking at $3,000 to $4,000, depending on the city you're at.
Absolutely. So you're trying to build out, you know, sections of the city where folks that maybe are on the lower level of income can have affordable housing, have a great place to live, and, you know, not relying on, you know, finding something that's maybe a little older or relying on the rental, you know, opportunity only, but, you know, giving them a really great place to live, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of opportunities right now that that you have these developers helping the city and helping the community in partnering up with just different developers to like raise capital. Finally, listen, let's sell so we could go vertical because that's where we're going. We don't have land to go sideways anymore. We got to go vertical now.
Yeah. So we're building up, but we're also building up the quality of life, right? Because again, you know, to do these developments, sometimes you're tearing down some neighborhoods, but at the same time, you're giving people a much better opportunity, you know, to have a beautiful home and enjoy a beautiful life, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a, I don't know if you've heard of a little city called Wynwood in Miami that has blossomed in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID, they were pretty heavy. COVID came, California just moved their whole, one of their cities down there. So you just have all type of different foods, different backgrounds. So there's a city called Overtown that we're trying to redevelop. We're That will be the next Wynwood, I would say, within the next 2 years, 2 to 3 years.
That's great.
So it's, every community is getting nicer. They're getting cleaned up and going vertical.
Yeah.
Hey, Neil, are all your projects affordable living?
No, not all of them. Because what we're trying to do is lend money on all types of projects, but there's a lot of projects that need funding for low-income housing. You have the Live Local Act that is a tax credit that you could benefit, the owners could benefit, so they won't have to be that high, so they will save it in the back end of it.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that you're even doing this is great. You know,
it is.
You know, all of us has been in this business in real estate for the last couple of years, you know, with inflation the way that it is, interest rates the way they are, the way housing has revenues. Basically, you know, you have to make $125,000 to even afford a house.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so you're talking about, you know, what percentage of people make that, you know, especially if you're a first generation immigrant or whatever, you know. So that's kudos to you, man, for giving people the ability to have the American dream again.
Appreciate it. Thank you. And whatever I could do to help out, that's what I try to do in the city. I try to help out people as much as I can, you know. That's who I am.
Yeah. Well, you said at first you're a dot connector, you know, so ultimately, you know, where you see a potential need, that's where your brain goes to work and says, how do we bring that dream to life, right? Who do I need to reach out to in the Rolodex? Or maybe the younger generation doesn't know what the hell a Rolodex is, you know, but who do I need to reach out to in the phone book to bring these projects to life? And Nelly, you know, you've got those contacts, you know, those people. And guys, you know, when you're talking about doing developments like what he's talking about, you know, you're talking about city planning, right? You're talking about coming to find up investors that are going to be working on these projects, the companies that are going to be building these things. And that's hard to put together in a small town. We're not talking about a small town, brother. We're talking about, you know, Miami, South Florida, baby.
And the interest rate going the way they are, there is like, it's getting hammered. We're getting hammered out here.
Oh, so yeah.
We just got to play that role and just keep forward because what are we going to do? Fall backwards?
Yeah.
It's not an option. You got to keep going.
That's it. Well, you know, so I'm a family, you know, in South Florida, and I'm, you know, looking for some affordable housing, and I'm willing to wait. You know, what's a project like that take to turn around, right? You know, you kind of have some ideas on what you're trying to work on. You know, is there something I can expect in the future to say, hey, Nelly's going to help bring this to life to where I can have a home for my family?
Absolutely. You start off with one. If you're an investor, you just start off with one. When you start knowing that you have enough cash to put a deposit for the next one, you go for it. Yeah. Because one's paying off the other one already. You're getting as much rent to pay off, and you're making a little bit of money. So you just put it back into your own project. Refinance, go to the next one. Refinance, go to the next one. You know, that's my play.
Yeah. Well, I think what you're talking about here is, you know, when you've got a nest egg and you're saying, hey, I want to purchase something, why not invest it in a property that, you know, that's going to grow, right? We know that homes grow in equity every single year. In fact, we talked about this recently. You know, out of the last 8 decades, homes have only depreciated 7 times over that period of time. That means when you're investing money into a home, you have a 91.75% chance that you're going to gain equity, right? Let me tell you something. Where else do you get those kind of odds, Nelly?
Not Vegas.
No.
Definitely not Vegas. If it did, we'd all be in Vegas right now.
You know, bro, I'll take the first flight out.
So, you know, so ultimately, you know, what you're saying is here, hey, once you get one investment going and you've got enough money to invest in a second one, maybe it's not physically in your pocket, refinance that property, take about enough equity to purchase the next one, and keep building that net worth, because effectively you're going to be gaining growth in wealth every time that property appreciates, but you're also going to be gaining the equity if you're renting these things out. And I think that's what you're suggesting here. You know, you're going to be getting the equity from, you know, the money that you're investing back into that property from your renter. And once those homes are paid off, where's that extra money going? It's going right back in your pocket, right? And that's how you build your generational wealth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And through my family, I'm the first one that's gone this far. So I'm good with that. I have a family of, I have my wife, my 3 kids. Right now I call them my roommates. You know, they're 29.
Nelly, how old are those kids?
My daughter Summer's 29. You're going to be 29 years old right now, March 12th. I have Autumn that's going to be 25, October 12th. And Hunter just turned 24 last week.
There it is. Well, I think we've got, you know, the understanding as to why he's building all these projects. He's trying to get those kids out of the house.
From your mouth to God's ears.
my brother. Well, man, sounds like you've got a great family there, though. And, you know, brother, it's always, you know, that's one thing we're always, you know, love to talk about here is family. And for us, it's not just the families that we have at home, because those are obviously always going to be important to us. We want to see them have great successes, but it's also the families we serve in this industry, right? You know,
right.
We're helping out and helping connect the dots and you know, potentially finding the ability to become homeowners. And in your case, finding the ability to create great investments that can bring a lifetime of riches to them and their families as well.
Yeah. It's one day at a time. Rome wasn't built in one day, right?
That's it. Yeah. One day at a time. You know, one day at a time. We talk about that all the time. You know, castles take time to build, right? Yeah. Castles take time to build. So if you want anything substantial, don't expect it all to come in at once, right? You got to do the hard work. You got to persevere through some challenges. But in the end, when it's all done, brother, you know, you built something amazing and you're helping leading people to those dreams.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you, brother. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, that's why we love bringing on top tier people like yourself, because when you're out there doing this stuff, sure, there's monetary value behind it, but there's something selfless about helping people, right? And helping lead people to success.
Correct. Yeah. That's when I was growing up, I was always trying to be in the middle of a lot of different things, you know?
Yeah.
Master of none. So, you know, I'm not a master of none right now. I just try to appreciate life and just give back.
Yeah.
That's because it hasn't been easy. Trust me, you know, immigrant family, Cuba, Venezuela, we saw them lose both sides. You know, my family has lost everything on, you know, you can't make that up.
Yeah. You can't make it up, but you can certainly take back with interest, and you're doing that, and you're showing your family, you know, how to create success, and you're changing patterns that have happened in your lifetime. And I think a lot of the times when you find the greats, that's really what it's all about, right? Is helping Absolutely. Those families get to that next level, right?
Yes. not just families. It's just not only for homeowners. I try to connect the dots. How can I move this family forward, or how can I get this person this job, or this person asked me, hey, Nelly, you know that person. Can you please connect me with that person?
Yeah.
I'm like, absolutely. So if it only takes a phone call or just a text, hey, guys, get together. This is a good vibe. That's or it. This is gonna be a good, something good will come out of it. But if I feel that that person doesn't fit that package or that little reality that he's thinking of doing, I don't put it together because you only get one shot.
Yeah.
You know, the Miami is, you get one shot in Miami.
I get that.
You blow it, it's over.
You're out. You're in or yep. you're out, right? You're in or you're yep. out. You know, we call it like-minded, you know.
At least what I do.
Yeah.
You know?
We call it like-minded, like-hearted, right? When you locate people that are like-minded, right, and like-hearted, they're about the same thing and they're going to jive, right? That's where great things end up happening. And right. you're the connector that says, hey, man, this guy goes really well with this guy, or this gal goes really great with this guy. And if we work together, man, beautiful things can happen. And and that's just what you do, right?
That's it. That's it. Just get everybody together. Look at Rafael and I. Rafael and I came from another company.
Yeah.
But we hit it off really well. We traveled to Detroit. We had a couple of good dinners. We had a couple of good talks. And he pretty much knows who I am, and I know who he is.
That's it.
Because yeah, when you travel with someone and you like, you see them like those, I had them like 3 or 4 days. It's different when you start seeing that pattern, and it's a good pattern. So when you have a good pattern like Rafael and the energy that he brings to the table, then that's what made me say, hey, I'm all in with Rafael.
Brother, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was going to say, I know another great connector on this call right now, and that's Rafael. You know, he's just a great guy. I met him down there in Florida as well. I was at a convention in Tampa, and, you know, we connected the dots. And, man, he's just been a great guy to have here on the team. And he's a great resource out there in South Florida, too. He connected us together, right, which is pretty awesome. But, you know, one thing I always like to talk about with Rafael, too, is, you know, Rafael's not just bilingual. And I don't know, you know, where you come from that camp. Rafael's multilingual, too, which makes him a heck of a fun guy to talk to, man, because he doesn't just speak the language. He speaks the language and speaks the language and speaks the language. You know what I'm saying, brother?
He brings it. He brings it. And he does not care. He brings it.
Yeah, 100%, man. One of the most genuine people I've ever met. And, you know, that's why when he brought up your name and said, hey, we've got to connect the dots here. You know, I said, man, we got to make that happen because I respect him very much as well. So,
Just come to Miami one day. And I know.
Don't worry.
Come to Miami.
Yeah. You don't have to ask me twice, Nelly. I'll definitely be out there sometime here in 2024. There's no question about it. In fact, Greg, what do you think, brother?
Let's go.
Come out there and meet up with Nelly and go have some fun.
Well, you know, the rest of the world, I know you guys live there, but the rest of the world, you know, Miami is becoming the hotspot of rec. It's you know, it's competing up there with Vegas as a place to go for a weekend or whatever, you know. So it's also considered one of the most expensive places on earth. Let's talk about that. You know, it's
getting there.
It's getting there. It's pricing out. You know, it's the haves or the have nots. You know, there is no what middle class it seems like anymore. Or I don't see it. You know. The fact that you're doing all this for the other parts, you know,
that's what I'm saying, man.
That's a really amazing thing. I know I've been to Miami a couple of times in my lifetime, and heck, dude, it's changed over the last, you know, couple of years.
You know, the last pre-COVID, it was still going.
Yeah.
But right after COVID that the governor opened us up in June, it just took off. Yeah. And it has not. It's, you know, everybody's catching up. It just, from the city mayors to our governor took advantage of, you know what? I see the facts of what's going on through COVID, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm opening you, everyone up. So luckily he did that, because if we waited another month, I think a lot would have happened, at least in Miami.
Yeah,
because everybody's like right after COVID, you're paying $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 extra. You know, you have a guy from New York sells his penthouse, $10 million. He comes over here. He sees a house that's worth $3 million that was 10 times bigger than his apartment. And he's like, I'm going to beat these guys. I'm going to put $1 million over.
Yeah.
And there's the market.
Yeah.
And it just steamrolled into, there was lines of people. You had to make an appointment with those realtors, line out the door. It was insane. Rafael knows that.
Well, the rest of the world call Miami Dubai of America.
I would.
I mean, it's
but there's a lot of money out here.
The wealthy has landed in Miami and South Beach and said, hey, we're going to hang out here, whether it's a second home or whatever. You know, we're going to party here on the weekends.
Well, and if you heard my man said over here, right, he said, hey, you know, we had people coming in and saying, hey, you want three, we're going to charge four. You know, we had folks here in Dallas that were complaining because it was 400 and they wanted five, right? So, yeah, we talked about multiplying, brother.
He who has a key is a king. He who has a key is the king, right?
Yeah.
They also have oceanfront. There's just so much oceanfront out there.
But it's a beautiful place. There's no question about it, man. You guys got a slice of heaven out there. In fact, right before we got started here, Nelly was showing off the view from the office. And I got to tell you, yeah, I'm a little jelly.
Hey. Don't worry. Don't worry. You'll see it soon.
Absolutely.
We'll be hanging out here. We're going to have some dinners, some hanging out time, meet some people around here. You'll enjoy it here.
My luggage is packed.
Let's go. I don't need a luggage. I just need a backpack. Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go. So, yeah, I was going to touch on something, Dave. And, man, you took me off my train of thought. We're good about
it. We want to come to Miami. Who doesn't want to come to Miami?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
100%.
It's like right now, Miami took a buddy of mine and they took the actual Live to Vegas. The club Live. So yeah, they opened up Fountain Blue Hotel in Vegas. There's a club. There's the Poppy Steak. There's a Komodo Lounge.
Yes, sir.
So, the vibe that's in Vegas right now is a Miami vibe.
Yeah, you guys brought it out there, right?
Yeah,
brought it out there. A little slice of
I wish I would have, you know. I would be in Vegas right now, but no, there's a lot of things going down out here. We have St. Patrick's party starting tomorrow in Coral Gables, John Martin's. So you'll be seeing me out there posting, not posting, you know, just a bunch of stuff going on. I'm receiving an award tomorrow. So there's a lot of things happening.
Man, he just drops it. But yeah, but I'm getting another award tomorrow.
it's called the Connection Award. So
yeah,
the Connection Award.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, you know, and if it's uncool, it's uncool. But, you know, some of the folks out there may know some of the folks that you know. You want to name drop anybody? You know, who's in your Rolodex, brother? When you pick up that phone and you go, hey, I got these connections.
I already said one of my major ones earlier, so I'm good with that.
He's like, I'm keeping those to myself, right? You got to connect with me to get to that. I love it, man. I love it. So big award out there tomorrow, brother, and you definitely deserve it. You know, again, I've heard nothing but amazing things about what you're doing, man. And, yeah, we're definitely going to have to come out and connect, have some good time.
Yeah, it's like we do a lot of things with the Kendall Boys and Girls Club of Miami. Mm-hmm. We do a toy drive. There's just many things that we offer to our city.
Yeah.
Just give back to the community is what I love to do.
Yeah, touch on that real quick. You know, that's one thing we always love to talk about is giving back to families and helping people. And that's one of the things that you do, one of the many things that you do really, really well. You know, so what's that look like when you're doing these toy drives, right?
What I see is all smiles. I get goosebumps because these kids, they don't get when Christmas comes on the 24th midnight. Yeah. Sometimes you open up some presents. Or you wake up in the morning, all of a sudden your Christmas tree and you're full of gifts like Santa Claus came. But these kids will receive one or two or three gifts, and that's that.
Yeah,
you know. So I'm able to do A-Rod's toy drive for the last 16 years and see all those faces. I go back. I've seen some of the kids. So it's really alarming when you see the amount of kids going through that.
Yep.
and the Boys and Girls Club do a phenomenal, I'm telling you, phenomenal thing. And I give all props to my the team over there in the Boys and Girls Club in City of Miami. Alex Roig, that guy has a lot of centers humming, and these kids see him. They see his staff. It's just great. It's great. I bring the for the last two toy drives, we were able to get our buddy to helicopter Santa to the baseball field. And the baseball field is the same baseball field that Alex Rodriguez grew up playing.
Let's go.
So it's a full circle. So it has come to a full circle.
So I just now caught that. So earlier you said your partner was Alex Rodriguez, but we're talking Alex Rodriguez, the baseball player, I just realized.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like you said, he's been name dropping, brother.
Name dropping.
that's one of the guys that has been A-Rod. A mentor.
Yeah, that's why I caught it when he said A-Rod.
Yeah.
He's been a mentor to me for a lot of years. There's been a lot of guys that I've, you know, touched the shoulder so I could get some, you know. But he's one of the main ones. As you could see, he's blown up from being, for me, top five baseball player ever.
Oh, he's great.
So, and that's just for me. But as I saw him growing up as the businessman, it's super impressive. Super duper impressive.
Well, and apparently the giving heart too, right? You know, because he's out there doing the amazing things for these kids in need. And, you know, there's something that just really sparks home for me with that. You know, we do a, not on the same level, right? But we do a drive every year around Christmas and Thanksgiving where we get out there and you know, we're giving out toys and food. And man, it's pretty great to see the smiles on these kids' faces when you throw a box full of toys in the back of their car along with
priceless.
You know, yeah,
priceless.
With the turkey and a ham and you know, maybe some clothes to keep them warm. And you could tell, you know, they don't get to see that often. And to be a part of something like that, man, that's a beautiful thing. Like, it truly.
Yeah, the sponsors who help me bring it up, I always keep the same sponsors. The same sponsors are like, Nelly, I'm with you every year.
Yep.
You know, and these are guys are Steady Freddy.
That's it.
Steady Freddy's. I don't have to. Hey, I need your guys. Here's your check, Nelly. Yep. Go for it. And it's always going to be the same 10 guys.
That's right.
And businesses, and we just move. I don't need a lot to build a little.
Yeah, I've got a funny story about a couple of years ago. My daughter, she comes out with me every year to these things too, and so we went and gave out all this stuff, and we'd left, and somebody was asking, "So what'd you guys do today?" And she said, and this wasn't the case; they were definitely not there. But she said, "We just went and gave out food and toys to orphans." And I was like, "No, baby, they're not orphans, you know."
But think about it; they're like, "What's going on here?" You know?
That wasn't what it was, baby. But you know what? I love you so much, and thank you for being there. But it's great, you know, to see my daughter out there with a box of food and putting that in the back of somebody's truck and giving her that opportunity as a young kid, you know, to grow up and know the importance of giving back to the communities and the importance of making sure that people are clothed and fed and have toys under the tree at Christmas time, man. You know, that's really an amazing thing. And, you know, again, that just goes to show how big your heart is. You know, not only are you out here building out these projects, you know, that are allowing for people to potentially find homes, you know, in a market that's definitely not an affordable market for most, right? No. You're helping build these houses to get people connected so they can have, you know, a great quality of life. But then in addition, in your spare time, you're out there giving out gifts to kids. And, you know, that brother, you know, I commend you for that. You know, it's an honor to know you, brother.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. If you guys have time or you guys have an event out there I would fly out there to make sure to see what's going on, to see if I could bring that.
He's still giving gifts.
Yeah. Oh, no, Dilly. We're coming to Miami. Yeah. You're not coming here. Don't you flip it on us. I'm coming to Miami.
Yeah. He's not going to let you get away with that, brother. He wants the plane ticket.
You already sent the invite. I'm already there.
All right. You guys come over here first. Yeah, how's the market in Texas? Because I hear
everybody's coming to Texas.
But what's the deal in Austin? Austin's getting hurt.
It's because it's California. We got too many Californians migrating to Austin, and they're trying to make it California. That's the problem.
Hey, what's funny is on the other side of the table is our videographer, and he's from California. So fact proven right there.
You see that? He migrated to California. He migrated from California to Texas.
That's the same thing, right?
Yeah. And I guarantee he's a lot happier.
No question about it. Smiling from ear to ear, brother.
No state tax.
Ear to ear.
No state tax. You know, that extra 15% is a lot.
Yeah.
100%. You make 100 grand and you're going to state tax is 15%. You're going to give the state 15 grand. Nah.
That's it. That's it. That's it, my man. That's
There's
it.
Only one tax. One tax. How are you going to only go, you're making 100 grand and giving $50,000 to the government? Are you crazy? No way.
Yeah, I moved out here in 2000, and I actually, at the time, I was real young. I had no idea that there was an estate tax in other states. I mean, this shows how young I was. And I moved out here, and I literally went to HR, and I said, hey, you guys forgot to take the tax. And they said, what are you talking about? And I'm like, yeah, the state tax. I got the federal, but no state tax was taken out. And they said, No. We don't have a state tax. No.
And that's why New York's hurting right now. New York is they're hurting.
Yeah.
They're hurting. When you got 75,000 people leaving and they're averaging $1 million to $2 million, that's a lot.
That's
a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. You know? Well,
brother, we'd love to keep you here all day, but we are at that time where we typically close this thing out. So, hey, what is it we didn't talk about today that you'd like to get out there, man? I'm sure you've got something you want to get out to the world.
I like to get out to the world the clothes that I wear, which is Black Clover.
My man.
All right, Black Clover. No, the hat. I don't have a hat on. I did my hair this morning and I cut it. So
looking good, my brother. Looking good.
We did good. Black Clover line is a company out of Utah, which I represent. I'm trying to get to that ambassador. I'm almost there.
Let's go.
Good fit. Good. Their slogan is "Live Lucky," and to tell you the truth, the last 4 years. That's where I bumped into Live Lucky. That's it. Live Lucky. That's my motto.
Bro, you're living it well, and it looks good on you, my man. It looks real good. So we'll make sure we get these guys a plug.
Don't worry. Clover. I actually have a Black Clover. You know who brands your? It's Tony Robbins. Wears that hat?
There you go.
Presentation. That's his hat of choice.
There you go. There you go. If the number one inspiration guy wears it,
yep.
Why not?
Exactly. Yes,
why not? There's meanings for a lot of different things, and my meaning to wear Black Clover is live lucky.
Yeah.
So.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, I
appreciate it.
Nelly, when the folks out there want to find you, what's a great way for them to get connected? You're the connector. Now we're going to connect for you, my man. Folks out there find Nelly?
Lending with Nelly. Lending with Nelly. You got lendingwithnelly.net. You could find my website. You could find me on LinkedIn. You could find me on Instagram. Lending with Nelly is all over this town.
You make it too easy, my brother. You make it way too easy. Lending with Nelly. And that's going to be down there in the lower thirds if you're watching this one. Or if you're checking out the podcast, go look at the description. We'll have his contact in there. Let me tell you something. If you're thinking about doing anything in South Florida, you better call Nelly first. I just got to tell you that right now, because you're going to be in great hands, and he's going to help make sure that whatever it is that you're looking to do, it's going to happen. So thank you so much, Nelly, for coming on the show today, brother.
Thank you for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful weekend. Happy St. Patty's Day. Raphael, thank you. I appreciate it. Guys, Nelly, over and out.
My man, Nelly. Hey, and Raphael, if the folks out there want to find you, we know you do some great things down there, too. What's a good way for people to get in touch with you, Raphael?
My cell phone, 786-333-2592.
And what?
Well, my handle and Instagram is mortgagehelp.com.
MortgageHelp.com. And real quick, what languages do you speak? Let's throw that out there. Some folks might not realize, you know, that you're multilingual. So let's put it out there.
Man, you're gonna give it up my secret. Well, I speak English.
He's undercover.
Well,
I think I speak
English. let me take that back. I think I speak English. At least I communicate. Well, Spanish is my main language. I dive in Portuguese and I study Russian, but I have forgot Russian. So, but you know, I was talking to a client the other day in Russian. And I get amazed by the fact that how your mind works, you know, the first couple of minutes that I couldn't, but then slowly that tone got easier and easier and easier. But that's my secret. Yeah.
Well, brother, you lived in Russia for a while, so I have I got a hard time believing that it didn't just come back to you. It sounds like you had that muscle memory in there. You just didn't realize you still knew the language. So we got English, Portuguese, Russian. I'm pretty sure Spanish is in there somewhere, right?
Absolutely. You know,
it's there.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything else you're out there speaking, man. Brother?
No. I want to learn Bonzo now.
Let's go.
Oh, one last thing. I just wanted to say, I also do my residential mortgage is United Mortgage Corp, based out of New York. That's who I have my license with. Whenever, if you need a loan, residential, that's who to contact. Contact me, Nelly, or you can contact Rafael. Either or, we'll take care of you.
You're going to love both these guys because they're absolutely awesome people. And I know from experience. So, you know, but hey, guys, we appreciate you both being on. Thank you so much for being a guest here today. We're your real estate success partners. If you want to find us, I'm Devin Dubuque.
I'm David Wynn.
And you can check us out at realestatesuccesspartner.com. Again, that's realestatesuccesspartner.com. Or if you want to see this video on video, come over to the Dubuque team on YouTube. You can watch the whole video, see Nelly face to face. And I think you should, because this is one handsome man, ladies and gentlemen. So you're going to want to check this one out over there. And please comment. And we'd love it if you subscribe. Until the next time, guys and gals, we will see you then.
Bye, guys.